The CDC says cases of whooping cough are at the highest level in a decade. More than 18,000 cases of whooping cough have been reported so far. That's the most at this point of the year since 2014. The numbers indicate a return to levels before the coronavirus pandemic, when whooping cough and other contagious illnesses plummeted. The increase was expected. Experts say whooping cough peaks every 3 to 5 years. The CDC says kindergarten vaccination rates dipped last year, and vaccine exemptions are at an all-time high. Whooping cough usually starts out like a cold with the common symptoms before turning into a prolonged cough. It is treated with antibiotics. I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.